be done. Unfortunately, there are so many reputation by unscrupulous persons, so-called scholars and philosophers, that they have spoiled the spiritual Bhagavad Gita. So we are just trying to present Bhagavad Gita as it is to the world, and I am very happy to inform you to know that all over the world, wherever I am going and teaching this philosophy, they are being accepted. So I am also very glad that in this distant place, Hong Kong from India, you are training your children in Krishna consciousness. It is a very good time. Their life will be very happy. So continue this process. Try to understand the Krishna philosophy. Try to help this movement. And I may refer to this connection that Subhash Chandra Bose, you know, Netaji, he organized the Indian National Army. Outstanding. Yes, in India, you are unable to organize. The circumstances are so awkward. Even Mahatma Gandhi would not allow. That was his police. So you know very well how Subhash Chandra Bose came out of his country and organized this INA movement. And practically, India has got independence due to Subhash Bose's INA. Not Gandhi is not cooperative. That's the fact. So, India has to give something to the world. And that is this Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness movement is so nice, he can solve all the problems of human society. So, in India, even our Indians prepared to help to propagate this movement all over the world. Our government is so nice that it is not allowed. It is not allowed. Not a single farthing is allowed to come out of India. So there are so many obstacles. But I am working with the consciousness movement, Hindu Sanskrit. So it is very pleasing to me that you are taking so much interest. So continue to support this movement and spread all over the world, and I am sure people will be benefited. Actually, they have been benefited. All these boys from Europe and America, how they are making advanced spiritual consciousness. You have seen one or two examples. There are many thousands. And they are accepting it very seriously. So this movement is very important movement, and it is India's gift. And I request to all Indians present here, support this movement. Kāvaila kajhiyāvāca kriyāvācaranam sadā sītāva janvatāvullam prīhināvī. This body, to make this body successful. This human form of body is meant for making our life successful. Otherwise, it will remain like cats and dogs. That is not success. The success is atakungli vijastresa vannasana vibhava sāna sitasya dharma sana siddhi hrito. Remain Abraham, Varnasma. Varnanasma, as I always explain. Whatever you may, you must be within this one category. Either Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Brahmachari, Vyastha, Vanaprastha, Sanyas. In whichever classification you may remain, it doesn't matter. But try to see that your life is successful. Atapungi Vijatresa Varnasama Vibhava. This is an instruction given by Sutta Goswami to the great knowledge scholars in many sharas, that Atatpungi Vidhidaha, my dear learned Brahmins, because grateful. All the members present, they are highly learned Brahmins. So he gave this advice. My dear Vidhidaha, the best of the Brahmins. Atatpungi Vidhidaha, Varnasama Vibhava. There are divisions of social order and spiritual order. But one should try to see truth. He must try to see that his life is successful. And what is that? Life is successful. Vannasana Vibhasa. Tanu Sripasya Dharma Sa. Some see the Brito. You have to see whether by your activity, by your behavior, by your action, Krishna is successful. If you try to understand this only one point, that by your work Krishna is satisfied, that's why Arjuna satisfied Krishna by fight. Similarly, by your whatever occupation you are doing, if you try to satisfy Krishna, that is fine. So our Krishna consciousness movement is made for that purpose, and here you are already helping, and we shall be very glad that you cooperate and push this movement all over the world. Thank you. What is that? Very good boy. You take some to that. Take it. Huh? All right. You want to start? Take it. Oh, it's very nice. Actually, that is silly. Wow, thank you too.
Come on.
Very nice. They have not yet come?
Yes. But you do not say them for which is not low and which is not towards
down. Oh, they have come?
They are loading the luggage now.
So they have come?
Yes, they have come.
Is there any post can you send out? Oh, we have to get that out.
You take care of the post and ship to the post of the United States and the other president.
Oh.
This is Larry Mack.
What's that? Oh. This is for Nancy or for ladies?
This is for the help.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad that you have friends on the board. I'm sure. Automatically.
Krishna book and he asked some questions at the class.
Point five. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest, but it's desperate. Therefore, this material world is compared with forest fire. However, you may try to keep yourself in peace and tranquility by your dealing with one another. There will be misunderstanding. And both the parties will suffer. Just like we try to become independent out of the hands of the criticism to live peacefully. But that Pakistan and Hindustan is still going on and fighting. Formerly, the fighting was not organized. Somewhere in city, some quarters, there was fight. Now it is organized fight with little weapons. This is the position of the war. The United Nations is trying to stop war, but the war is increased. They could not stop the Vietnam War. It is going on for the last 15 years. So, this forest of fire example is there. Nobody wants to set fire in the forest. But, automatically, by nature's grace, this war is such that there will be fire in the forest. And all the living entities within the fire, they will suffer. Similarly, this whole material world is just like a forest fire. If we take the center of Krishna, then he will swallow up the fire. You have seen the picture, Krishna is eating. Mahameva prapadante mayame dana taran. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jai jita gunamai mama maya tadasaya. Mahameva prapadante mayame dana taran. So long you do not surrender to Krishna, there will be forest fire all within your heart. Samsara dava nale jiva niti yas yole. The heart will be burning all. Any big man or small man, he has no information of Krishna. His heart is always burning. Sadasamo the vignan dhyā, sadas brahāt. This forest fire is like that. Nobody wants forest fire, but it takes place. And this forest fire cannot be extinguished by your so-called fire brigade or tubs of water. No, that is not possible. Suppose there is forest fire. You cannot go in the forest with the fire brigade or tubs of water. Then how it will be extinguished? If you are seeing this, there is a prophet. What is that? Then there is rainfall. Rainfall from stars. That is not in your hand. Similarly, this world of forest fire can be extinguished when Krishna's mercy will fall down from it. Sankara dava nalaliga lupa dhanaya karim natanama. Therefore the forest fire is going on. And we are trying to draw the cloud of Krishna and pour water. Very obvious.
Yes.
What
man
here from a radio
station? You'd like to have a
short interview
with the
boss? Yes. I've already spoken.
Could you explain the Hare Krishna movement briefly to all of us?
Hare Krishna movement is Hare and Krishna and Ram. There are three words that they say. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is a prayer addressing Hara. Hara, this word, Sanskrit word, and it is addressing, then it becomes Hare. So, Hara means the energy of love. There are multi-energy for the Supreme Lord. They are practically walking everywhere. Just like fire. Fire, in one place there is fire, but it is distributing the energy. Just like in one place there is sun, planet, and the heat and light is being distributed. The heat and light is some, at the same time not some. So there is energy of the Supreme Lord. Those energy, spiritual energy and material energy, they are one. This Hara is energy. We are addressing all the energy of the Lord. And Krishna, O Lord, Krishna and Rama, the Lord. So we are addressing the Lord and His energy to engage us in His service. Please engage us in your service. We are already in service, but that service is not giving us any happiness. So please engage us in your service. That is the Hare Krishna. And another advantage is God is absolute. There is no difference between His name and God. They say here there is difference. If you want water, simply water will not act. You must have the substance water. Because it is relative world. But in the absolute world, Krishna and His name. Krishna is the person, Supreme Person, and His name. His name. So by chanting Hare Krishna, we are associating with Krishna. And as we are associating with Krishna, we are becoming serious. Therefore, repeatedly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. And you will be purified of your material existence, then your life will be happy.
One often hears about the difference between Western and Eastern philosophy and religion. Why do you think the Hare Krishna movement attracted so many followers in the West?
The Hare Krishna is neither Western nor Eastern. It is meant for human beings. This Western, Eastern, they are our own creation. God is neither Western nor Eastern. God is God. So, anyone who is chant God's name, he will be correct. There is no question of Western and Eastern.
How can Hare Krishna help us solve our greatest problem?
Because if you are purified, the whole difficulty is that we are not purified. We are impure. Impure means we are thinking in bodily concepts of life. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am white, I am black. These are all designations of the body. We have to transcend the position of the body. Sarvata bhigyanir muktam, tatparasrenam nirmalam. We have to become nirmala, purify your soul, aham brahmasmi. This understanding, when I understand, when I shall come to this stage, I am pure soul, brahma. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma. Nasotati natangati, samatparishu bhuti, madhvati yamati para. So this is a great time, but Summary, I can inform you that by chanting Hare Krishna, you become purified. And as soon as you become purified, you become happy. That is, you have to become purified. At the present moment, you are not purified, you are all impure. But this process will help you to become purified. So if you become purified, you understand everything. It's like if you are in delirium, out of strong fever, you cannot see things that are what they are. Strong, strong, strong. So, similarly, we being enchanted by this material energy or this material body, we are identified with this body and we are unhappy. As soon as we are purified, we understand that I am not this body, I am pure soul, then my happiness is dead.
Can we reach this phase of purification?
Yes, so many are reaching, why not? You see, these American boys and European boys, they are rich purification. They are from the very beginning of their life, they were meat eaters and so many things. Illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, they are daily affairs. But they have given a remedy. Are they not purified? They have been purified from sinful activities. Actually, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, this is practical. A practical example. Thousands and thousands of boys and girls have become purified simply by following the instructions. So this is practical. If you do, you also become purified. Anyone will do. There is no question of East-West, Hindu-Muslim. We have got students from all camps, the Africans. They are also dancing. We have got dancers in Africa. In Canada, Europe, America, in Australia. I am just coming from Australia. We have got two temples. One in Melbourne, one in Sydney, and just yesterday established another temple in New Zealand, Auckland. So we have got 95 centers all over the world, and each center will find not less than 25, up to 200 students like this, like Guruji and Prabhu. They are very happy with it. Guruji's wife, she was a very famous actress, but she has given up everything. Now she is chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Come on, leader, come on, leader. Who is your leader? Student, come here, leader. Who is your leader?
Lalu, student, Sipan.
Come on, who is Lalu?
Student, Sipan.
So, come on, check.
Hare Krishna.